All right, so we're trying to explain our Klaim Svara. In the Hilchos Psulei Mekdashim, Perek Beis Halacha Tes Zayin. The first part, where he didn't say anything. And the Venira Loma, where he gives his first answer. Where he starts his answer. So it's very hard to understand it, because he says that Machshev Batos is Havi Kinichnas B'lo Machshevas Kapara, B'lo Mifsula. So it's like no Machshev. He says, "D'kshechnisu b'shogul amikri machshavas kapara, given to have a machshav b'tos." So it sounds like it's nothing. Then later, he says, "But if it's kiper, so you mitzareif mitzar from shneim madachosh lachaper a kiper liyin shebechlal huva lachaper." So how you mitzareif it if it's not a machshava to begin with? Well, there's nothing to be mitzareif. How does the kapara later help you be mitzareif it? So what we wanted to say is like this. That Sof Maisad Machshava Tchila means that in Machshava is the causation of the Kapara. But if it's a Machshava Batos, you can't apply the halachic system to it, because Batos. So you can't say in this Machshava there's a property of the causation of Kapara. But it still is a Machshava. But if in fact he's mechaper, so then it definitely was the causation. So you don't have to apply the causation. You can't apply the causation at the time, because that would be a property of machshav. Machshav betoyes, you can't apply halachic properties, halachic framework. But if in fact he does do kapara, now we know empirically that first machshav was the causation. So once it happens, it becomes a machshava whose causation was kapar. But if it's machshava b'tor, the causation in the machshava is not supplied by the halachic formula. It's supplied by the empirical evidence. That's what he's saying. Okay. Is it clear? All right. His further development is like this. That takes it one step further. That we have a din machshava b'emes halachically. So then you can extend the psulim, even though he had machshava b'machaper, and it's just a ma'aseh zrika. But I could say that the psul doesn't have to be exact. He had machshava b'machaper. And he made a mistake. He thought that zrika is mechaper, but it's still a maisa kapara. So we could say that that's also psul in the machshava. Since the machshava is a halachic phenomenon, you could say that it's a psul. But if it's machshava batos, like b'shogeg, so now there's no din machshava really, because it's batos. The only reason it becomes machshava is through corroboration, empirical corroboration. So then it can't be corroborated, because he had machshava to be mechaper through the zrika, and it didn't occur. So it'll only be, it'll only work if it's really kapar on the mizbeach. Because the corroborating factor is the empirical. And the empirical wasn't in line with his das. The neskaima machshavto is what renders machshava machshava. But in the other case, it's not the neskan machshavto, it's as a din machshava per se. So the Torah extends the psulim that even though it's not exact, it still is a psul. But you can't have that situation where the kavana, where the machshava itself is not a machshava unless it's corroborated empirically. Because you can only corroborate empirically that which is in line with the actual machshava. And he thought it's going to be kapara b'fnim, and it's not kapara b'fnim. So there's no relationship between his machshava and between what happened. But if it's a din machshava mitchilaso intrinsically, so then it can partake of the psul, the Torah can extend the psul. So even if it's not exact, even if he had in mind l'chaper and it's just a mice kapara, it's also possible. Because the Torah can endow the machshava with those properties, because it's a halachic phenomenon. But if it's not a machshava, it's machshava b'tos, And the only way it becomes a machshava is through corroboration. It must be an exact corroboration. Okay, very good. Yeah. Now don't talk. That's why you need the limudim, because the limudim can qualify what the machshava is, if it's a real machshava. It doesn't have to be exact. It's maisa kapara, and it's good enough for psul. But if you don't have anything, unless you have corroboration, it must be exact, because if it's not exact, you have nothing. Awesome. Better?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to say, if it's niskayim machshavto, so then it's ashehuva as doma pnima. So then it's not machaper. But what is it? Machshava is machshava for keeper. So it comes out, if his machshava is for keeper, so then it's not machaper. So it's circular reasoning, right? This kind of machshavto makes the machshava, otherwise the toys is nothing. It's not possible. So you need this kind of machshavto. What is this machshava for keeper? But because the machshava is for keeper, that's why it's possible. So it's not machaper, in fact. So it's not this kind of machshavto. So that's what he answers.
How's the answer?
Okay. Very briefly. But that's why he says, Ilav Mishimach Psul Chol Chatz Shiva Doma. That's the only thing that's going to make his kavanah not work. Now he answers them, Mamela Les Beit Din Tos. That's what he means. He means Mamela, the fact that it's Pasul is Pasul Mamela, not because of him. So he was this kind of Machshavto. Because his Machshavto was to do his Rika Moros Lachaper. But then the halacha came in and passled it. That's a psul memela. A psul memela doesn't make his machshava betos. Machshava betos predates that. As long as his machshava was to do his rika hamarelis, now that the halacha comes in afterwards and says that because of that it's not machaper, that's not a tos in his machshava. That's just an extraneous halacha. That's what he's saying. So it's not a circular reason. His machshava is only in terms of maisa. So his machshava is not whether klape shmaya there's a kiyum kapara. That's not his area. His area is to do a maisa, which would be a maisa shel kapara. And that he did. It just so happens it's an extraneous psul.
He carried out his intention.
He did his Vika Shel Kapara. The only thing is that because he did his Vika Shel Kapara, it involves a psul. It brings back a psul.
So he didn't really do his Vika Shel Kapara?
No, not in terms of Maisa he did.
In terms of
Kiyum, that's an extraneous psul that Torah put on, extraneous halacha. So the Gzeres HaKasav doesn't make him do a Maisa B'tos.
Because
that's not. In other words, the thing is, if the empirical evidence and if the empirical result is not in line with his intent, so then it's not an intent. But if it's in line with his intent, so it is. So even though because it's in line with his intent, it comes out that there's a psul, but nevertheless, it doesn't mean that he made a toss. Doesn't mean that he made a toss. He did what he intended to do. And it was carried out. But now there's an extraneous psul that because it was huva dama l'chapa pnima, so there's a psul. So that's called mamela. Mamela doesn't make him a toys, has to do with his maisa. And in turn, so far as his maisa and his machshava was concerned, everything went according to plan. So that's why it's not circular.